Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Hi, I'm Henry Davis, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland, a Bible-believing, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led congregation. I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast. And remember, there's power at the park.
Let's come to it. Daniel chapter 2, beginning at verse number 44, two verses that I read. New Living Translation. During the reigns of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. It will crush all these kingdoms into nothingness, and it will stand forever. That is the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain, though not by human hands, that crushed to pieces the statue of iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold. The great God was showing the king what will happen in the future. The dream is true, and its meaning is certain. That last part of 45 says the dream is true and its meaning is certain. Its meaning is certain. You may go to your seats around the building. I want to talk in this service from the thought, a certain reality. A certain reality, certain reality. Some might say that the victor of the game, which will be played down the street in about an hour, there's a certain reality. I felt that way on Thursday night as well, when the Baltimore Ravens went down to Miami. And it seems as if they spent the night at South Beach. There are things that we would believe are certain realities. Sometimes we have the tendency of getting ahead of God. And we start to think, Brother Williams, that we know more than God does. I've fallen victim to that. You've fallen victim to that. Preached at a church some years ago. They were without a pastor, and I was going there as a candidate for that church. Dr. Nash, I was single at that time. I knew I was preaching. I'd called Lottie, one of my ringer singers. I want you to say, meet me there. And she was going to sing before I got up to preach. And she sang, man, she sang, just sweat. After I preached, I thought I'd done a pretty good job. Matter of fact, after church, I even rode around. I wanted to see where the neighborhood, you know, that I would soon be living in. I wanted to get an idea in my mind. Sister Cotton, it was a certain reality. I need not tell you that that did not come true. I've had those moments in my life, and you've had them too. You walked out, you just left the interview, and you're already planning your shopping trip, vacation. You haven't even gotten a job. in your mind, you thought it was a certain reality. The great thing about even you're thinking about these certain realities is how God, Latrice, can show up unexpectedly. We didn't anticipate it. But again, the Bible does tell us that if we would simply put our trust in God, a certain reality, I'll meet you at the very time of your need. Nothing too hard, nothing too high, nothing too low, no moment too dark. Bible says, I will never leave you, I never forsake you. That's the truth. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. That's the truth. As a matter of fact, as millennials would say, facts. That's our reality. So what we really want to do is to underscore the reality that God's word is true. This morning on CBS this morning, they were talking with Dr. Anthony Fauci, and they were talking to him, and he was going back and forth, and still the realization that there are 1,000 people dying daily in America of COVID. Ted Koppel asked him, why don't you just retire? Why don't you just wrap it up? Anthony Fauci is a Christian man. He knows God, seeks God, and even at 81 years of age, he's spry, walks, healthy, vibrant. He says, I'm not going to stop until God speaks to me. A certain reality. The certain reality is, Reverend Smith, that God speaks. That's certain. This word is true. I open it up. It's a certain reality. I don't have to guess at this. A whole lot of things I can't count on, but this is something I know I can. A certain reality. Well, there are three areas we're going to look at in these moments we can spend together. One, God's kingdom will never be destroyed. A whole lot of things are going to change. But God's kingdom will never be destroyed. That should be refreshing to us. No matter what attacks, no matter what things come against us, if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. A certain reality. A certain reality meets me every time I walk to this pulpit. And the certain reality is this, is that it's not about me. That it's the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit that energizes, refreshes, the wind that blows. Certain reality. It's certain. It's certain. It's certain. It's true. The second thing is, nothing can come against the power of God. You can try. A certain reality is you will be unsuccessful. So I want to follow God. I want to trust God. I want to lean and depend on him. That's my reality, my certain reality. Certain reality is that God is still a miracle worker. He's kept us during this pandemic, hasn't he? He's kept our church. Oh, that's right. Let's just give God a praise right there, right there, right there. That's a certain reality. A certain reality is that we can check the record of God and realize that people might let us down, but God will never let us down. Never. Never, never. He'll never let us down. It's a certain reality. He's real. My dad used to like to say that. He said, he's real. And he is. My God is real. Not a figment of my imagination. One person said some years ago that religion was something for people who were weak-minded. Oh, no, that's not the case. My mind is not weak. Because even if it was weak, where I'm weak, he's strong. And when I connect the strength, I'm stronger. Stronger. I'm strong. If I were playing a pickup basketball game, and I was playing pickup basketball, and I was able to pick LeBron James to be on my team, I'd be feeling pretty good. I'm picking LeBron, and I'm with just regular brothers at the court, and I got LeBron. I'm good. I mean, I can talk all I want. Because I know who can deliver. I can miss every shot I'm taking. I'm going to have sense enough to get a ball and clear out. Let him have his way. Nothing can come against the power of God. That's why you're getting ready for your tests. When you're getting ready for whatever challenge, when you're getting ready for that surgery, when you're getting ready for that counseling session, when you're trying to talk some sense into someone, nothing can come against the power of God. Here's the last one we'll talk about. God can reveal things to you that will encourage you to keep pressing forward. He's just, I said, just my coming to worship today, there is revelation and inspiration that comes upon us that lets us know that we can keep pressing forward. What does that song say, Nate? Forward! I'm going forward. And God reveals things to you. To you, Goldie. To you, Crystal. He's revealing things to you, Latrice. Revealing things. And once he reveals it to you, it keeps you, Catherine, pressing forward. Two verses, Book of Daniel, that seek to speak to our lives. Again, the first point that I make, God's kingdom will never be destroyed. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. It has lasting power and possibilities. Never be destroyed. That's good. And since that is the case, don't you want to be on the winning team? It's not going to be destroyed, so I want to, Brother Henson, that's where I want to be. Undefeated. I got the victory. with that other song, Nate, jumping up. I got the victory. Got it. I'm not telling you to do it later. I'm just throwing it out there, Nate. God's kingdom will never be destroyed. Whole lot of things change in world, society, friends. But God's kingdom will never be destroyed. The word of God will never become irrelevant. It will never become passé. It is always going to be able to strengthen your life. But the first thing you got to do is read it. I know what it's going to do, but what are you going to do with it? Are you going to read, study, show yourself approved unto God, a workman, workwoman, need not be ashamed? Or will it collect dust? How much time do you spend on your Bible app this week? Played games and this, that, and the other? God's kingdom will never be destroyed. That second chapter of Daniel, the 44th verse, during during the reigns of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed or conquered. You're not going to destroy it. You're not going to conquer it. You're not going to be able to overcome it. And that's what I talked about in the earlier service today, that you need to choose now to bow. You need to choose now to say, God is going to be first in my life. I want Jesus to be at the center of my heart, the center of my joy. That's the reality. God's kingdom will never be destroyed. Never. It's not coming down. The second thing that I share is that nothing can come against the power of God. You can try, but a certain reality is that you will be unsuccessful. What is true, every knee is going to have to bow, every tongue is going to have to confess. That's true. If God be for you, he's more than the world against you. That's true. He will. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. That is true. And since those are our truths, are you willing to trust? I know what the truth is, Cheryl, but am I willing to trust him now? I want to trust God. Trust him when you can't even track him. Trust him when I can't even trace him. And there's no trace of where, but I know God has been here. I'm trusting God every step of the way. And he is ordering my steps. He's blessing my steps. He's blessing my family. He's blessing my finances. He's blessing me on my job. He's blessing me even as I'm working at home. For some, being able to come home has been a blessing for you. You only have to get dressed from the waist up. You got your slippers on. It's been a blessing for you. You've enjoyed it. You've enjoyed the some of the stress that's gone. I'm not saying all stress is gone, but you enjoy some of the stress that's gone. Some people who you were forced to be around, you don't have to worry about that. 20 minutes on a Zoom call, then I can turn you off and move on. And I don't have to have any of the anxiety. You know, some folk just, when they just come in, they just bring drama. When you come in, when they come in, you got to start praying. Lord, help me, Jesus, 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 help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. A certain reality is God is going to help you to navigate, Sister Helen Harvey, the maze of life. It can be a maze, but God is amazing. Life is a maze, but God is amazing. And he's amazing us every day. Every day with Jesus. Sweeter than the day before. That 44th verse of Daniel chapter 2, that B clause, it says, it will crush all these kingdoms into nothingness. And it will stand forever. I'm not putting you down to make you feel bad. Because that's not the purpose of God. God is a God of love. God is a God of purpose. He has purpose for your life. He don't have to just whip you and all that kind of stuff. He wants the very best for you. And if you simply turn over to him, you prepare yourself for a certain reality. It's a certain reality. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have a peace that is beyond understanding. That's a certain reality. When we came into this place of worship and we were able to come in and sit in our seats and pray and praise. And then a peace comes over us, a sense of release. I'm letting it go. Brenda, I'm letting it go. It's Monica, we let it go. We let it go. A certain reality. It's a certain reality. So I could serve the Lord at home. Yeah, you can. But it's a certain blessing when I make it to the house. It's a blessing being in the house. There's the folk online who they wish they could get to the house, but they in Chesapeake and they in South Carolina and they in New York. They in this place and that place. It's a blessing to be able to get to the house. But some of us, once we got in, we didn't have to hear not one note. Just being able to walk in, we feel the presence of God. A certain reality. Certain reality is that God can look past your faults and flaws and see your needs. I see the best in you, even when you don't see the best in yourself. When you limit what God can do, and God said, I'm going to take all that negativity out, and I'm going to do something great in your life. And when God starts doing something great in your life, have sense enough to stop. Have sense enough to give God praise. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it. Ooh. But you showed up. And anytime God shows up, he's going to show out. Oh, yeah. When you feel the Lord come into your room and come into your situation, you know that was God. That was a God moment, Malcolm, that just happened in my life. It's a God moment. I'm grateful for my relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm grateful, Deron, that I'm connected to that power. The third thing is God can reveal things to you that will encourage you to keep pressing forward. What will happen? Complete strangers who do not know you at all can drop a seed into you. They know nothing about you, nothing. But God can place people even when you're going through that pity party. They don't even know you, but they'll speak a word and you'll hear them. Matter of fact, it happens sometimes in church. Says, does the preacher have a bug in my house? Is my phone bugged? Who told? I only told you. A certain reality is God knows your secrets. Good, bad, ugly, and indifferent. And God wants the best for you. He wants the best. He can reveal things to you that will encourage you to keep pressing forward. He knows. He revealed things to you. I've been listening to Charles Stanley over the years, and Charles Stanley finally, at the age of 90, decided to step down as senior pastor of the First Baptist Church of Atlanta a year ago. Many of you didn't even know that because you still see him on TV every week. A year ago, he stepped down at 90. When I heard that, as I celebrate my 64th birthday, it encouraged me. come on, player. I was encouraged. Love? Some folk can encourage you. I was talking with Margaret Kim, and she talked about she was driving somewhere, and she turned 91. I see some folk around here? And then I go every now and then to a wedding reception, and I see some of our senior members still knowing how to back that thing up. Know how to drop it like it's hot. It's encouraging. What I'm saying to somebody, to you, I'm saying to you, is that the power of God can give you a certain reality. That's the joy of the Lord. That 45th verse of Daniel chapter 2, it says, that is the meaning of the rock cut from the mountain, though not by human hands, that crushed to pieces, statue of iron. Can you imagine the power it would take to crush iron, bronze, clay, silver, gold? The great God was showing the king what will happen in the future. You're getting ready to go into the war, to battle. But you need to know, when you have God on your side, No matter what challenge will come against you, you already have the victory. Come on, come on, we're going to get ready to crank it now. When you think about how God can answer your prayer, how God can lift you from a low place, how God can throw out the lifeline, how every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. Do I have some blessed folk in the house? Don't mind praising God for a certain reality. A certain reality happened a long time ago. When God said, I'm sending my son. And when Jesus got ready to leave here, he said, I'm leaving you with the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. When you get in a low place, look to him. He is the author and the finisher. Look to him who can fight your battles. Look to him. I got reason for joy, reason to lift up my hands, reason to give God praise. Do you love him today? And if you love the Lord, a certain reality, say, I will praise his name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, I will lift up my hands, throw back my head, and give God praise. Yes! Yes! A certain reality.
You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland. If you want to receive a CD or DVD of what you have just heard, please call 301-773-6655 or visit us on the World Wide Web, fbhp.org. And remember, there's power at the park. I